Hello, congratulations on very good results in the first quarter. I have a question relating to sale price of Gazeta Wyborcza. Is there anything that would stop you from raising the price to follow Axel Springer's decision to raise Dziennik price by 20%? Thanks.
Well, that anything is a somewhat strategic consideration of what is going to happen in the newspaper segment in general. Yes, we do have two main competitors, Axel Springer and its Dziennik, and Polska from Passauer. They are both, in our view, underperforming. There is a growing gap in their business plans based on their initial statements, coupled with the decision to increase the copy price by Dziennik. Well, this is an interesting development, and we'll be taking a close look at the effects. And that's all we have to say at this moment.
Okay, thanks.
Good afternoon. My question was relating to Trader.com acquisition. You've mentioned that in with these multiples, you're paying a very substantial premium, controlling premium, over previous transactions, over market prices. What kind of calculations do you have behind these numbers to justify that this is indeed a value-creative acquisition? Because if I start from previous information, it seems to me that the Turkish are very, very happy about the selling price, so that they feel that they have made a good business. And it tells me the message that you have to have either very, very high level of synergies coming out from this deal that the Turkish company wasn't able to bring out, or the previous management wasn't able to bring out, or that potentially your improvement levels could be very, very stretched and pricing this asset to a maximum. And also, if you can help us understand what kind of internal calculations you have about the IRR and the value creation of this acquisition.
Well, I'll let Zbigniew Bąk to develop on this, but two points that I'd like to make at the beginning. We did not say we are much above or at all above other transactions. We are saying we're in line with other similar transactions or even below. Regarding the question what the perspective of the Turkish group has been, well, this is what we have been consistently saying about our perspective on this transaction. This is not a standalone financial investment. Certainly our Turkish partners did not have the resources and did not have the cross-promotion, cross-selling, cross-content opportunities that a multimedia company like Agora can have and bring to the table in further developing this asset. But I'll let Zbigniew to further develop on the pricing.
I will give you some more information on that. First of all, we believe that such a slow development, as you may say, of Trader in the past, was caused by the fact that we are such a formidable competitor on this market. Second, the deal was driven by the business unit management of the newspaper and internet division. Basically, the business unit management convinced us that it is absolutely indispensable for them to leverage our current strength and our current position in automotive and home-related classifieds, because a lot of it is at stake for the future. I mean, if you take just the revenues of Trader, then you may come to the wrong conclusion. We are looking at this as total classifieds revenue at the moment, both in print and in internet. And with migration to the internet, we have to take care that when those revenues are migrating, they are migrating to our internet sites and not to the sites of third parties. In addition, Trader has a very good classified technology, effective and the most user-friendly of all the internet sites in Poland. This technology allows Trader.com to easily build interfaces with real estate agents who use more than 20 different software systems. We don't have such technology at the moment, so we are basically at the moment not in a position to even have an interface with most of the real estate agents in Poland. If we are to build such a technology on our own, We estimate it would take us 2 or 3 years with no guaranteed result. In addition, Trader has excellent relationships with more than a dozen hundred real estate agents all over the country. If we are to sign such a number of agreements on our own, it would take us a team of 20 or 30 persons working for the next 2 or 3 years, and also with no guaranteed result. If you look at the numbers and the structure and the business model, then the classified internet business is much more profitable than the print classified activity. Therefore, we strongly believe that with changing structure of traders' revenues, which is undergoing every year, its profitability will increase. Like in 2007, it was roughly 50-50, and in 2008 it is expected to be already 60% internet and 40% print. So automatically, not only growth of revenues, but also changing structure of revenues will increase profitability of the company in the future. In addition, we have presence in the local markets, 19 cities all over Poland. This will enable us to substantially broaden traders' geographical presence without basically a significant cost increase, because we have all the infrastructure in our local branches. And last but not least, using the promotional power of all our media, newspapers, internet, radio, magazines, outdoor, we will substantially increase brand awareness of traders' brands like domiporta.pl and autotrader.pl without a significant increase of marketing expenses. We believe this is a situation, and there are many situations like that, that the asset is worth more to us, much more to us than to anybody else, and definitely more than to Hurriyet, which was, this was the only business they had in Poland, and clearly with such competitors like ourselves and other newspaper companies, they were not able to compete against us. Therefore, I would like to underline that we are a professional management, and we fully understand your concerns about the price. We confirm we do not avoid this. We paid a substantial premium for this asset, but if you look at our history of acquisitions, the fact that we did this means basically that we had to do it to capture in the future most of the classified revenues that we now have and that will be migrating to the internet. Thank you very much.
I understand that this market is very, very interesting for you, and I probably will agree that from the market's point of view, it was only the share, the acquisition price that was rather reflecting not a distressed seller, but a very, very desperate buyer. How can we expect you going forward doing future acquisitions in the internet field? Because I think today's market reaction to the news reflects that either the market doesn't understand your strategy or is not ready to accept these kind of valuations yet. Because if you just look at the simple numbers, that roughly today your market valuation fell 2 or 3 times as much as the acquisition. So the market is asking you questions way beyond trader.com. You still have some cash on the balance sheet. Are you expecting to make further acquisitions? And do you want to react in any way to the market's message that these kind of valuations at first are thought to be rather value destructive, not value creative?
Well, I would like to underline that this transaction should not be a sign of future transactions. We have to distinguish between two kinds of internet transactions that we could make. One is something that relates to the absolute core of our business at the moment, and this is this transaction. Therefore, we were willing to pay a substantially higher premium than otherwise we would be willing to pay. So if other internet transactions that we would be doing are not related so much to absolute core business, the real estate and automotive classifieds are our core business, and therefore if it is not related to the core business, obviously we would not be willing to pay such high premiums in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. I got two questions. In terms of Trader.com acquisition, Are you in a position to give us any indication of one target revenue from internet operation of Trader and target EBITDA margin that you achieved to get from Trader.com? Or if not, are you going to publish these numbers or projections upon closing of that transaction? My second question is related to outdoor, where the revenue growth was 16% in the first quarter 08. But if I remember correctly, the market grew by closer to 30%. And your share in the first quarter, the market share fell to 24%, while historical numbers were closer to 30%. Can you give us an indication of what happened in the first quarter in your outdoor operation?
Okay, I will respond. Zbigniew back. In terms of target revenue and EBITDA, well, projected, we do not publish projections, so we will not be commenting on the projections, but on closing, once the NDA that we signed is over and we will be able to talk more open with you about the history and how we think about the business, but without the projected numbers, as we do not publish projections, because under the Polish law, once you publish them, you have to update them anytime you believe there should be a change. So we are not publishing projections as a policy. In terms of outdoor business, yes, you are right. Our business grew by 16%. The market grew by 26%. So our market share dropped. This is related to the fact that when we bought the company and still until very recently, we have not been present in the segment of front light panels 18 square meters, which just happened to become... It's a trend from basically 3 years now, happened to become as standard on the market, replacing the traditional 12 square meter billboards. We went into the premium and super premium panels, and our position is very strong. It is just the case that the growth rate of this standard market segment is much higher than the segments we are present in at the moment. However, we have to remember that in the future, regulation will be more stringent in municipalities, and therefore our long-term strategy is in street furniture, and our position is very strong in street furniture. It remains to be seen for how long it will be possible in the center of the cities to have this front-lit 18 square meters large format panels. However, in order to, as this became a market standard, in order to accelerate our growth and not to lose market share in the future, we started an investment program, and we are now building also front-lit panels, and the investment program is going in accordance with the plan, and we believe that we will build a position also in this segment. And then, once this is completed, we will be the most diversified outdoor company in Poland. We will have panels in all the segments, and no else company has that. So, yes, you should expect that, because we you should expect a slightly, well, not slightly, much higher investment program from IMS, and capital expenditure will be substantially higher. We are building the system, but this will... make it possible to increase market share in the future, but there will be a 1 or 2 years before the system is fully operative, when the results may be slightly lower from AMS, but not in the long term.
Thank you. I take your point on outdoor. Still on the Trader, I mean, all investors are, I think, interested in is a rough guidance. We're not asking for anything precise, and I take your point about company policy, but at the same time, for example, on internet, we've been given a clear message to expect your internet revenue to triple over a certain period of time. That was an official statement from Agora. Now, on that very controversial deal, you know, market needs to know roughly what to expect. It doesn't have to be precise, but I mean, anything rough would help. And I would say that, you know, given the history of Trader and given that, you know, that company was incepted a number of years ago, and track record in terms of revenue generation was far away from being impressive. Now, if you want to convince the market that that business is scalable at all going forward, having just paid what you're ready to pay, then I think market would welcome some kind of rough indication. And I don't understand why, if you can give rough indication on your internet operations, why you can't give it on your acquisition. I think that's just not...
No, well, no, I'm talking about the numbers. We will give you on closing, which will happen in 2 weeks' time. We will give you more information and we'll give you some more guidance, absolutely. We can say even now that we expect EBITDA margin in the future, we can achieve EBITDA margin of 30%. However, I would like to underline, because most of the questions are asked within the time frame of 3 years, it's not a 3-year time frame. This acquisition is a 7 or 8 year time frame, because then this shift will be completed to the internet, and then probably this decision will, you will see that this decision was justified.
Well, thanks for your answers.
Yes, hello, and congratulations on very good results, and especially in the revenue, advertising revenue from Gazeta Wyborcza, strong growth, and of course, but the main focus is of the market on the acquisition. And here, so first statement on the EBITDA margin has been just posted. Thank you for this. So we understand it will be 30% target EBITDA margin in long term, 7 to 8 years. We need to have, and it will be great to have any more guidance on 3-year EBITDA margin that you expect from the company. We understand that the growth that you stated in the statement, i.e. the 3-year CAGR, they should be added up, and we would be looking at around 20% 3-year CAGR in revenues for Trader. Please confirm that this is the correct logic, and whether we should extrapolate the margin, EBITDA margin, from 0 to 30% in 7 years. So in 3 years, it will be probably looking at around 15% EBITDA margin. So how can you comment on such numbers, 50% EBITDA margin in 3 years and 20% revenue CAGR over the next 3 years?
Can we comment more on that on closing, as I have a feeling we are already on the edge of of our confidentiality agreement?
Surprising that the seller revealed EBITDA for 07, you didn't. And I think that given the share price performance, really the market needs to know, you know, what are your expectations regarding the growth and profitability of the asset over the next 3 years rather than 7 years.
No, so I will explain that. I will explain the situation. The situation is as follows: until closing, we cannot reveal, because it's still their company and they can reveal whatever they want. After closing, the situation will reverse. It will be our company, and then we will be able to reveal information on the company, and they will be bound by confidentiality agreement, and they will be restricted. So I would like to explain that just.
No, still, we don't understand. The company was founded years ago, and we know that it was not really performing in terms of profitability. So, you know, you don't...
I will explain you once again. In the past, the company was mostly print. Yeah? It was print classifieds until very recently, because the internet classified business got scale only 2 years ago. And, well, basically bigger scale now, and every year will grow. So the Trader business, it is very difficult to argue, because the Trader's business for the last 15 years was a print business. And it was nearly impossible for them to compete with us, with Passauer Neue Presse. So they were not successful. They happened to be successful over the last 2-3 years only because of the internet job that they were doing all right. They have the right technology, and they have better position than we have in terms of pure classified business. So let's not confuse this non-performance over 15 years, because that was a different business that they had.
And we did not invest in that business a number of years ago. We are investing in it now.
And we have not invested in this business because of the print.
Exactly.
Absolutely. only because of the internet. So everything, the value of this business is the current market position, the technology, and the belief that we have that in the future, taking their assets and their technology and basically putting all our assets into this technology, as we will probably, well, we will migrate everything that we have in the classifieds to this technology, then it will create a value. That's our belief. There is no guarantee, but this is what we believe now.
Good afternoon. Do you have any comments to make about TVN's strategy to get into the classified ad space? I see that they're embarking on a very similar kind of trajectory to you, classifieds in autos and real estate. How much of a competitive threat do you see them in this space?
Well, there will be competition, obviously, coming from Onet, which is the largest portal. There will be competition coming from Allegro, which is the largest auction site, but also trying to develop in classified, pure classified business as well. So, yes, we expect competition and substantial competition. That's why we also have to make ourselves stronger in internet technology, because the competition is growing, and we had to buy to ourselves those 2-3 years. We cannot afford to wait.
The difference, of course, between us and TVN or groups like TVN is we do have this solid position in the classified categories. What we are trying to do is to provide for a smooth transition from one medium to the other when it eventually happens.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.